Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. What did you expect?
Hello, and welcome back to the UF Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
I'm Jared Freed. Great to be here again, Jordana. Wow, out of the gates. That was big from you.
Got a ton of energy today. A
lot of energy.
I emoted for a second.
Emoting like craze.
Yeah.
Cray emote.
I'm trying to emote more. It's difficult when you're used to like a monotonous, just kind of like... I'm trying to like laugh more, cry more, go through all the ranges more.
This is the most I've ever heard the word emote in my entire life.
It's a good word.
Welcome to SAT classes, everybody.
Now you know what it means to show emotion.
Word of the day. I'm pumped to be here taping today.
Me too.
I feel like we're going to help the world.
I feel like, yeah, it's great to see like feedback, people like emailing that we've actually helped them with like certain dating scenarios or things like that where they were like unsure what to do and they tried out something we said and it worked out really well for them.
And I think the most important thing is that this is the podcast of commiseration.
It is.
You know, we're all in this great weird world together. And we're all dealing with similar things and feelings. And I think that's what this is all about. You know, we said this in the beginning, we're not experts.
Right.
We're just here to give a perspective.
Having gone through the same things for like a while and just sort of learning from mistakes along the way.
Going through it and admitting to our own faults.
And still trying to figure it out.
Totally.
Too.
And I think that's why, you know, the questions have like, it's interesting that like now people are coming in with like, we're going to get into a topic today that like maybe they're trusting us more with their...
Right.
The more different, you know, topics. In the beginning, it's, you know, how do I use Instagram? And now it's, we're going to talk about virginity, losing your virginity. And that's a more, you know.
A little more of an intimate discussion.
Totally. Right? And I think that's the trust of the listeners. And I think that means that we're doing, so this is a movement. I have a feeling this is a movement. So listen, if you're listening for the first time, welcome to the show. We're talking modern dating. We're taking your questions. We're going to get into it. If you've been listening since the beginning, thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm starting to meet some of you. And they're everywhere. It's wild, the response.
They're everywhere. We have over 2,000 5-star reviews on iTunes.
That's insanity.
It's pretty great.
That's crazy.
Because you guys are listening. Jared has been harassing you and you've been listening and I appreciate it because I'm just benefiting.
It gets me annoyed when people get like enough with the rate, review, subscribe. That's all you have to do for the free entertainment we're giving you.
Just do it.
Now I'm about to get angry. But here's the other thing to do. Here's the one thing I like that people do.
Okay.
Screenshot.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Screenshot you listening and put it on your Instagram story.
Yes. Oh, also, we have a new Instagram.
Yes.
Where we will be putting up all sorts of fun stuff from the podcast, dating memes, a whole gamut of interesting, funny shit. It's called @UUPPod. So UUPPod on Instagram.
@UUPPod. That's two P's. @UUPPOD. @UUPPOD.
Do it.
And I just said pee-pee. That was funny. Go find that. I want to do a quick announcement before we get started. I'm going to be in Chicago April 22nd and April 23rd at Zany's. If you're in the area, you want to come see a show, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You should go see it. I've seen him live. He's amazing. He's very, very funny.
Jordana.
And if you want more dating advice just from the betches without Jared, check out our book, I Had a Nice Time in Other Lies. It's a dating book about how to find love and shit like that.
Did you ever think that you'd be like a New York Times
best-selling
author?
Yeah. No, I mean like...
Did you ever... Does that ever hit you?
It does. It's an amazing feeling, especially like I grew up in a big family. Like I got zero attention.
Okay.
So I get to go home now and be like, yeah, what did you do? You know, like, well, you finished your semester in college.
So yeah.
Like,
you know, fuck off. Yeah, exactly. I happen to have an extra copy of my book in my purse.
Until I started this website, there were some family members who didn't even know my name. My great aunt thought I was my brother's girlfriend.
And look at you now.
Right. It's very, it's gratifying.
You're the cock. chief of content.
Totally, totally.
Let's get to the subject. You ready?
Okay. Yeah. So we get a lot of questions from listeners. I have to say, we get a lot of questions from people who are virgins or sexually inexperienced, or even really a lot of virgins okay. in their late teens, in their early 20s, in their mid 20s, even sure. later, honestly. So know one that if you're a virgin, based on the amount of emails that we're getting, you are not alone.
Not alone.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that haven't popped the cherry, so to speak.
Exactly. So we're going to start this discussion about that, just fueled by this email that we got. I'll do a quick little read of it. J Train and Jordana, first some quick feathering. Jared, been listening since the first episode that came out of my senior year of college, and I'm now 26. Jordana, you're one of the best, if not the best guests I've ever heard Jared have on his podcast, and you're even better on here. That's very sweet. Here's the situation.
A glowing review.
I'm 26 and a virgin. I've done everything but the deed and limited opportunities. For some background, dating and such was never a big priority in high school or the start of college. When it did become one, I had a friends with benefits situation, but never went all the way as she was developing feelings that I did not reciprocate. Since then, I've had a handful of dates, but no relationships to speak of, and I'm dealing with a lack of confidence. I'm a bigger dude who has intermittently lost weight, but never enough to be life-changing. I recently matched with a girl on a swiping app who so far is the best connection I've had in a while. We'll be going out soon, and the question is this. How big of a deal will my lack of relationship and intimacy be to her? She is 28. Sincerely, Mr. Midwest.
What do you think? Have you ever been with a virgin? Not everyone has. I guess not.
I think my first boyfriend, who I lost my virginity to, was not a virgin, or so he said.
Okay. so he said.
So I guess I've never technically been with a virgin, but I could very easily have been with one and just not known. Like, there's really no way to necessarily know unless someone tells you.
Well, let's...
Have you ever been with a virgin?
I have.
Okay.
And when it was presented to me, like, let's not be dishonest here.
Right.
Okay. You are you, and everything about you is something that makes the other person think twice about you.
Yeah.
Whether it's your virginity or how much you drink or how good a dancer you are, you know, like
right.
all these factors factor into the person you are and how people react to you. So to say it's a nothing thing is a lie.
Right. It's definitely not a nothing thing, but it, just like anything else that one person might think of as like a red flag or even a deal breaker or something like that, another person could be totally fine with. So it's really just about finding like a match and someone who's like into your weird, your like not totally standardized placement well, yeah. on like all these, on like sexual experience or anything else like that.
If you're a virgin out there, you're going to fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Trust that. Trust the numbers.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you take a flight, they're like, yeah, the more car accidents and there's turbulence. You're like, well, there's more car accidents and, you know, flights that go down. You know, these are things that you can trust the numbers. Everyone's yeah. out there fucking, and you're going to figure out how to get that penis in a vagina I or vice versa.
Yeah. And I think the stress of it is probably what keeps it from happening a lot of the time.
It's totally.
Like the anxiety, because the more you kind of avoid doing something, the bigger deal it becomes in like your head, and like sort of it projects itself in ways like that don't, it wouldn't necessarily, if you were the same person in the exact way, but you had sex.
Yeah.
I think like you are the same person either way, but you kind of build it into this larger thing in your head.
I think for a guy, virginity, like for me personally, right. I think a lot of guys right now, virginity feels like a sickness. That you're just trying to get rid of.
If
you're still a virgin, it's like, oh my God. It's like being on an island and right. everyone keeps getting airlifted off the island. And then you look around, you're like, all my friends are gone. I'm the only one left here. How the fuck am I? Like, you start stressing out.
Right.
And
for girls, it's kind of like that with getting married, I think.
Yeah.
Fuck, am I the only person left on the island? Like, ever. It's especially.
Is it ever going to happen?
That's why those girls, I'm sure it's like this with guys in their virginity, with girls and like engagements and stuff, it becomes like this domino effect where one person gets engaged and then there's like another. It's like a quick succession because no one wants to be like the last person standing.
I'll never forget in high school, like, when a guy would have sex. Like,
were you there?
Yeah, like, but you just had this, like, there was just this, like, different walk to them, different smile to them.
Right.
And they're talking about, like, we did it. Like, you know, all the sex guys at high five. I didn't lose my virginity until freshman year of college. So,
So
in high school, I remember how just like there were sex people
right.
and there were no sex people. And you knew, especially for men, you knew who was doing it.
Did you feel like worse?
Yeah, you feel like a fucking loser. Right. And you know, I get where this guy's coming from. He's 26. He's wondering what it's going to be like. And just know, I think, you know, the one thing, you know, what would you do? What would you, if you had a guy, you go on a date with a guy, and then at some point it comes out that he's a virgin, and you're, you know, at this age.
I would ask why. I think it was like, it really depends on the reason behind it. It's like, and I think, but you know, guys probably have insecurities about how many women they've slept with or things like that. Girls have insecurities, I think, about how many people they've dated a lot of the times or things like that. I remember being single. I was single for like a while before my boyfriend. I remember kind of feeling insecure about that. Like, what is someone going to think there's something wrong with me? Cause I haven't, you know, I've been in a relationship in a while. Someone going to think I have something wrong with this guy cause he hasn't had sex in a while. Or ever. And yeah, I think it depends what your approach to it is. And like, if the answer is like, I have no confidence and like, I like, I'm disgusted with my body. Like, yeah, that's not going to be
gonna
like,
really turn anyone on.
That's not going to be, that's what I'm saying. It's more about how you like feel about it and why that came to be. If the answer is like, I'm kind of shy and I've like been more interested in like intimate, getting to know someone intimately and I haven't really met anyone that I've connected with. That's like a fine answer.
Totally. It's owning your shit.
Right.
That's when you, like any shit, owning it is always like the best, you know, it's not the...
But
it's
in,
not
a,
the,
in a confident way, right?
Yeah, it's not the, you know what they say, you know how they say it's like not the crime, it's the cover up that gets you in trouble?
Exactly.
That's kind of the same thing with virginity. Like if I went out with a girl, I remember I went out with a girl and we went out and then it came out that she was a virgin. I said I did the same thing you would do.
Right.
What's the deal? Is it, you know,
is it religious?
Well, that's the thing. And if someone is doing it for religious reasons, good for them. That's fine. But understand that you're meeting someone that might not
agree with
that. Or just that also factors into how you two connect.
Right.
If that's that important to you and it's not important to me at all, maybe we're not a good match. And maybe that's why, you know, why I would be like, well, gotta go.
Right.
You know, and also be okay with that. Be okay with people saying, yeah, this isn't my cup of tea. If you look at me and go, yeah, I'm a virgin. You know what? I had a high school boyfriend. We really weren't comfortable with it yet. Then I got to college and every guy I met was kind of a douche and really didn't seem worth it. And now I'm 24 and I'm wondering, and I really just don't want to just let it go to anybody. That's like a normal answer that I hear a lot.
Yeah, that's a fine, normal answer. I know a girl who... She was my age, whatever. She went out with a guy. She didn't know until probably after like a couple months they were dating. Mm-hmm. They'd already had sex. And he was like, oh, by the way, like...
That was my first
that
time.
That was... When I had sex with you, like, that was my first time. And she had,
that's
like...
hilarious.
She was a girl who, like, had a lot of experience. Like, she wasn't...
Didn't notice?
Did not know. Or, like, I mean, he didn't tell her, so
this
I guess...
guy must have been humping pillows for years.
I guess
practicing.
He was faking it, watched a lot of porn, whatever. She, like... She didn't know. He told her after they were already dating. She was, like... fine with it. They're engaged like now.
Yeah, I mean that's an interesting way to go about it. Like, I feel like you should say something.
I don't think you need to, honestly. Like, I think maybe for it's the kind of thing where like before the fact, there are a lot of things, like we said, like they might be like a bigger deal like before you know someone and you like get attached to them and you really like them, and then like once you know them and you kind of maybe it'll like make a little more sense to you if they're like a kind of a shy or like introverted person, and then like you find out after you're already dating, like I think it's not that big of a deal. Maybe for guys more than girls. I don't know. Do you think if you were dating for a girl for like a few months and she was like, oh, by the way, like when we had sex, that was like my first time having sex ever. Would you prefer to know before?
If it happened that way, I would assume that it wasn't as big a deal to her.
Right.
You know, and then I'd actually be like, okay with it. Cause like, obviously I'd be like, okay, well then, you know, she didn't hold, I think a lot of times with virginity, and this is fine, people hold it over people's heads as like, if you do this, like we need to be like, I want you to be an important person to me.
Well, I think that's the fear of most people in getting involved with virgins, where they're, it's not like the fact that you've never done it before. That's an issue. It's a fact that like, that whatever happens after that is now like amplified and you owe the person a lot more.
I think of virginity, taking someone's virginity, like it's like going with them to a wedding and being in the family picture. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Because now you're in that picture 20 years from now, the family's going to look at that picture and you'll be long gone and they'll go, remember that boyfriend you brought to the wedding? And they'll be like, yeah. And then they all trash you for an hour. And then they move on their way. And you just got trashed. It's the same thing with the virginity guy. Well, remember that guy you dated and took your virginity? All the friends trash you for an hour. That's what you're, you know, as the virginity taker, that's what you are, you know, inserting yourself right. into. You are a, you know, and that's not, I mean, I guess this is, some of it's an ego thing. But at the same time, it's you're making yourself a tent pole of this person's life. Yeah, that's my virginity guy. Or their yeah. sex life at the very least. Well, everyone think, remembers their first.
Again, I think that like that's why it so depends on like why you're if you're a virgin because you really want it to be really special, you're gonna owe a lot more to this person saying, I want the person yeah. that I lose my virginity to like really be like
you gotta vet.
Really be involved. Yeah. If it's because hey, like I'm a late bloomer. I was like a little insecure. I used to, you know, I've gotten a little better looking over the years and like, I'm really confident now and I'm ready. Mm. Then like, yeah, I don't even need to know. Like I don't ask someone how many sexual partners they've had before I've slept with them. Have you?
Me neither. No, I don't care. And if someone out there cares, it's like, I think it's weird to care, you know?
Yeah. I don't think it's anyone's business as long as you're like safe and healthy and like,
and cool with it. Again, yeah. Own your baggage. I do think it's gotta be harder today to be a virgin.
Like in like modern day?
Yeah, like yeah. sex right now is famous. Everyone's talking about sex so freely that it feels like everyone's fucking all the time and great at it.
Right.
That's not the case. Everyone's just fine at it, you know, and everyone's not fucking that much.
Right.
You know, you know, people would assume because we go on this podcast and talk all the time, oh, you must go on all these dates and whatever. No, I'm sitting at home and eating popcorn. And, yeah. and it's, but I, and I, and also, I'm just fine at sex. Like I think I have
right.
strengths, I have weaknesses. I think of sex for a guy, especially because it's more like a pitcher in baseball. You're gonna get shelled every now and again. Right. It's not gonna be your night. And this guy, what he has to understand is he's got to take things slow. And he's probably obsessed with this idea of sex. Just understand that you're not going to be good at it. You're going to be fine at it. And then you're going to be good at it some nights and bad at it other nights.
Right.
You know, like I've come quick as many times as I've taken a long time. You know what I mean? Like I just think like I'm being open and honest to help this guy because just know that like a kiss matters. You know, a tit rub matters. you want to all this other stuff matters. And I think like if you're a virgin out there, like concentrate on the steps, not the goal.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think from a female perspective, again, if I'm going out with a guy, he's a virgin. One, I don't really need to know as long as he's like, I think it's fine.
Also wait it out. Like, wouldn't you want
to
know?
Yeah,
like,
you'd wait it out a little bit.
When is the perfect time to tell you?
When I already like you.
When I'm already
in too
deep. Then you
deep.
Could shepherd when him
already,
into
yeah,
sex.
Yeah, no one's gonna. I'm not gonna break up with someone because they're a virgin. Maybe I like would be a little more hesitant to sleep with them. Because
would you
want to
know before a blowjob?
No, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. I think like, what are they going to be better at receiving a blowjob because they've had sex before? I don't think that that's like,
no. I'm pretty good at receiving right. blowjobs before I lost my virginity too. I've been good at it my whole life.
It's a skill that you've practiced over a while. If I were him, I would pretend like you're not a virgin. Like until, you know what I mean? Fake it till you make it. Like yeah. go out. Don't think there's anything wrong with you. Just like go about your business.
I think as long as it's not a part of your religious sensibilities.
Right.
If it's a part of your religion and stuff, then you got to say it because that's your life.
Yeah.
That's not
no,
like,
then that's a part of you and who you are. If it's just like this guy sounds like you just like.
He just missed the train.
Right. He missed the train. He would like to do it. He like. Is a little nervous about it. But if I were him, I would just like fake it till you make it. Like if you have, if a girl likes you, she's not going to care.
Not going to care.
She's not even going to, honestly, but I think the number.
Girls stay with dumpy dudes just because they like them.
They do. And the number one, I think like for most girls, this isn't saying every girl, but a lot of girls, if they like the guy, they like the sex.
Yeah.
If they feel a connection to the guy, we're so mental. It's not like, we're not like, oh, the guy with like the biggest dick is the best in bed. No one says that. They really don't. They don't. No one says that. No one is like, oh, this guy had like the most amazing moves. Yeah. Like sometimes that helps. But like, if you like the guy, you're going to like, if you have a connection with the person, you're going
to
like it.
And well, that's the kind of like back to what I'm saying is like, have a good kiss.
Yeah.
You know, like a good kiss is going to get you to the good tit. And it's going to get you to the good blowjob, and it's going to get you to the sex.
Yeah.
So like, but I think one thing these days, sex is just so out there that people, I would assume that this guy's obsessed with sex. And it's like, dude, take a blowjob. Get a kiss. Just concentrate on the small steps that get you to the big step.
And don't think about the fact that you're like, you're inexperienced, because like no one's as experienced as they claim to be. And it's like, again,
that's why I say experienced guys suck at it too. It's like golf, you know, like, listen, you're going to fucking hit a couple divots.
Exactly. You're going to be fine.
That was for the dudes that play golf.
I don't play golf, but I think I kind of get it.
And I got a feeling this guy will take a blowjob. I got a feeling he might want one.
You think he'll be open to that?
Yeah, I think he's open to that, if I could speak for him.
Sounds like he might have had one.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed. And get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Let's do another email. You can send in anything you'd like. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Let's do this one. Ready?
Yep.
Hey, Jordana and Jared. Love the podcast. I never miss an episode. Discovered the Betches at a bookstore. After I bought, I had a nice time. And other lies. Huge fan of all your podcasts. Look at
Thank
that.
You. Yeah, she's already read the book.
That's great. A P1, they call them in the radio business.
Love it.
They like your stuff. So my question is about girls who are into sports. I've been a huge sports fan, mostly hockey, my entire life, and have even devoted my education and soon-to-be career to it. I went to school for sports business. I've worked for various teams, and I'm currently completing my master's degree in sports psychology. When I was in high school, people always said to me that guys would dig me since I was so into sports. However, with most guys I've dated, this hasn't been the case. Most of my exes either weren't into sports, or I found myself unable to really be my authentic sports-loving self with them. I've gone on dates with many guys who share my same passion, yet I find when we get into deep conversations about certain players or trades, they act like they're not interested anymore or act butthurt because I sometimes seem to know more than them. I read a lot of books about my favorite players and teams and always love to share the knowledge with guys who are familiar with them, yet many times I feel like I have to act like I don't know a lot about sports and hide my passion. I thought the guys would be into a girl who genuinely enjoys watching a game. Jared, I'd love your two cents on my struggle to find a guy who embraces my sports-loving self. Thanks, guys.
This girl loves her some sports.
She's talking trades?
I don't even know what that means.
Well,
full disclosure, I don't follow sports. I once confused the NCAA with the NAACP.
Wow, that is a big screw up.
I am very bad at sports. I don't know anything about them. So I'm going to let you start with this one.
What I'll say is I'm a sports fan, but I'm like, you know, that it's not my whole life. I'm interested in all sports. Like March Madness is happening right now. Right. I keep an eye on it, but I don't really know. I'm not really a fan of any of the teams. I went to Penn State. I like Penn State football. I'm from Boston. I like all the Boston teams. Last night I went to the Knicks game.
That's awesome.
It was floor seats, baby. Floor
just
seats.
In case you guys were wondering if Jared was better than you or not.
I'm better today.
Yeah. Now you know.
But what I'll say to this is that you can't just be sports girl. You know, if I went on a date with someone and they wanted to talk trades, I don't care how into the Red Sox I am.
That's not why you're there.
That's not why I'm there. Right, yeah. Listen, people are going to like the whole of you, not just, they're not there for the sports. And if somebody is there for the sports, that you know, you have to understand, like, you guys have to have a relationship beyond that. People can like things about you for the things you like.
Right. I think for guys who like, I think the appeal for a lot of guys who like sports is like, oh, like, we'll go to a game, like, she'll be, like, down to go to a game with me, or, like, she'll...
Yeah.
Or she, like, it won't be, like, upset if I'm watching a game, like, at her apartment, or if I'm, I don't know.
Totally.
Like,
I don't know
if it's that, like, oh, she's got, like, a wealth of sports knowledge, and now, I feel like most guys talk to their friends about that shit.
Yeah, and I don't think I would be intimidated. Like, I'd be, like, I'd just more be, like... Is this all we're fucking talking about?
Right.
You know, like, are we still talking about hockey?
And to me, it kind of sounds like she's, like, almost, like, trying to prove, like, how good how much she knows. And they might be, like, a little turned off by that.
Well, this is what happens with a lot of female sports fans. They want to out-cheer the room to let everyone know that they are a fan and they actually know their stuff.
Right.
And it gets annoying. Because, like, you know, the person that, like, claps at the TV really loud. It's like, dude, we get it.
You like
the team. Yeah. I get it. You're not a bigger fan than me. You know, like, maybe you're a bigger fan. Maybe you know more. But I don't need to be, like, you know, pushed into the ground with this, like with your... I don't need to be dominated is really with any knowledge that someone has about something. Like, I'm happy...
Yeah, even if it wasn't that.
Even if it wasn't that. If it could be about anything.
Yeah.
I just think with, like, the sports thing, it's sometimes, like... You're so ready to show that, like, hey, I get this thing that you're probably into, too. That you... You kind of
cool girl, right?
Cool girl. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, then it's like, all right, we don't have to keep talking about this. Like, right. I get it. You know, like, I think, like, you know, no, I think if you trust that no one will be scared away by your passion for hockey or whatever it may be, is then to understand that that can come out in its own way. It doesn't have to be forced to come out. Right. Like, you don't have to say this. It's like your virginity. You know, like, you don't have to
just
come
be
out.
Cool.
Just be cool about it. Stop pushing. You know, right. Like, and also the idea of going to a game with a girl, like, that's fun. Like, that's fun for sports fan or not sports fan. That's the other thing. A lot of girls who are into sports will think they're better than any other girl because they're into sports. No, you're better than any other girl because I'm with you.
Right. Yeah.
It's not because of the sports thing.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the deal sealer for me.
I feel like, yeah, most guys aren't dating so they could find someone they could, like, talk about their sports passion with.
Added bonus.
Right? Yeah.
And it's also just you. That's what you are. Like, and that's why that's a part of the reason we're with you or we're dating you or whatever. I think if you're looking at someone and you're like, well, this guy doesn't know about the trade deadline.
I'd be like, what a fucking loser.
But maybe you're rating guys a little too closely because of the sports thing.
You're projecting.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I don't know. And that being said, I mean, like, if you are truly, like, you eat, sleep, breathe sports, like, it's a huge part of your life, hold out for a guy who, like, is a huge part of his life and he, like, loves that about you.
Also,
it's not like that many of those, though.
Totally. And also, go to games and meet guys at games.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, find people in that, like, go to a bar and watch the game at a bar with a friend that likes hockey, too, and then see who's watching hockey and talk to them. Like, that's a shared interest that you guys can talk about. And... You can cheer with them. You can watch the game with them. I think this is like guy or girl, anybody that's too into anything and tries to push it on people gets annoying.
Yeah. But if you, again, like if you're that person and like you can't, that's part of who you are. This, what you love is like part of like, it's really all consuming. Find someone else who like, you're going to find less guys who like are one have even their lives all consumed. I don't know that many guys who went to school for sports psychology or like enormous fans of like a one particular thing.
Totally. Like if you walked into a guy's room or if I walked into a girl's room and it was just all hockey shit, you know, I'd be like, what? How'd you get into them? Like, I would want to know I don't care about a girl's like passion, like for the fucking general manager. I want to know who, what connection that has to her life.
Right. Like, how did she get into it? Is she like, what was her childhood like?
Is her dad a huge fan? Does her brother love hockey? Like, how did you get into it? Like, you have to be more, you have to see this in the scheme of your life and instead of just the small thing of just hockey.
It's not about the sports.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist. This scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com. And free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Let's do another email.
Let's do it. Okay.
I like the way this one starts. What's up, betches? That's how it starts.
It is. Okay. What's up, betches? Love your podcast.
What's up, betches? I have a need anytime I walk into this office for the people listening at home that we taped this at Betches' offices. So it's just like this, it's big betch party. And I have this like thing where every time I walk in, I want to walk in and go, what up, betches?
Do you get a good response?
I never do it. I always say, I'm always.
Do it like, next time.
Do it next time?
Yeah, I feel like you'll get like a decent response. It'll be like, okay. Like there'll be like two people who like answer enthusiastically and the rest will be like.
Oh. Eye roll, not look, not even look at me.
I'm probably one of the people with the eye roll. Just kidding. I would of course feed into that. What's up, betches? Love your podcast. Binged every episode I found and did the rate, review, subscribe thing with constructive feedback as to not fuck you.
Thank you. There's a friend of the podcast. Fop.
Seriously. I'm a 23-year-old male in a two-year relationship. My girlfriend and I are planning to get an apartment together before the year is over, but I'm having doubts / I love her and I can't talk to her. And I can talk to her about nearly anything. Still, I can't shake the feeling that I'm staying with her because I feel safe with her. She, on the other hand, is one of the most insecure people I know. Anything born with a vagina is out to steal me away, and after multiple talks and even a month-long break, little has changed. Do women get over the fear of being cheated on as the relationship lengthens, or am I choosing to crawl deeper down the rabbit hole? What do you say, Double J? Help me out.
This seems doomed.
Yeah, this doesn't seem great. 23 is very young to me.
And planning to move in.
Moving in together. In terms of the jealousy thing. I think,
are you a jealous person?
I think everything's a spectrum, right?
Okay.
As of that. So I would say on, if one is don't give a shit at all.
Yeah.
And like 10 is like, I'm burning your house down. If I see like you in a picture with a girl, I would say I'm like a 3-4.
3-4.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, probably like, I think I'm a 3-4. It's basically like, I think as you get older, you get a little more secure with yourself it becomes less about like what someone else is doing mm-hmm. and more about what you feel and what you're thinking and what you're interested in. Mm-hmm. And if you're younger, if you're jealous, it means you're like a little insecure. So yeah, I'm not insecure. I'm on the spectrum. Sure.
You're on the insecure spectrum.
Yeah, I think we're all somewhere on the spectrum, some more than others.
I mean, we're all massively insecure. I'm with you. I think jealousy is also like usually the mask for another problem. You know, you're jealous about other girls, but what is it in this relationship that's not right? And he says she's jealous and insecure. And then he says he's having doubts, but I can't.
Maybe that's what she's picking up on.
Yeah.
She might be picking up on the fact that you're 1 foot out the door and therefore getting about a little paranoid.
Yeah, and about to move in together while not sure about her.
Right.
And I do think I still can't shake the feeling that I'm with her because I'm safe with her. Mm-hmm. That is a brutal thing. Imagine saying that to her.
Yeah, that's painful. And I think a lot of people wind up dating and marrying people that they feel safe and comfortable with and they don't really want to like.
But isn't that what marriage is? You know, like if you like, don't you want to be with someone that you're safe with and comfortable with?
I think it depends on the age that you're dating a lot of the time too, the way you view that. If I think of a 23-year-old guy, I think that guy's not looking for safety and comfort. That guy's looking for like fun and excitement and like whatever. I'm not saying all 23-year-olds, but I think a lot of 23-year-olds are kind of like looking to, you know, explore.
Yeah.
I think of someone who's like a little older and more settled as someone who's like, so yeah, maybe this girl is the right girl for you, but you're not at a place in your life where you're ready to be safe and settled.
The Woody Allen quote is so true. It's relationships are like sharks.
If you're not moving,
you die.
Dead. Right.
And where he is, and it sucks, he's at a spot where the relationship is on a track and it's moving along. And now it's move-in time. And he's looking across the room and he's like, I got to move in or I got to break up.
Right.
That's what sucks is that he can't like half this. He can't be like, yeah, let's take another year.
Well, I mean, he honestly, like, I think he could.
You think so?
I think he could. I think he should. I think if you're not sure, if you get along well with someone, you love them, and you like and happy being with them.
Well, yeah. No step is going to fix the relationship. So it's like, everyone said, like, well, you know, people have kids to fix the relationship because it was so good when they had the kid, the baby, and then all of a sudden the baby becomes a toddler and they're like, well, I guess I don't. And they start having more free time together and they're like, oh, shit. I'm with this fucking person that I don't even like.
Yeah,
hey, let's have another kid. Maybe that will fix it when it was good.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah. My parents, 4 kids together, divorced. Yeah. She said when the youngest was 2, my mom was too old to have any more. She was like, oh, fuck, we're done.
We're done having kids, so we must be done.
Yes.
But the same goes. The kid one is the more famous one. People move in to fix relationships. People think, oh, well, you know, the fighting is because we're, you know, we live a Uber ride away. And they think, well, when we live together, at least we're becoming closer and at least we're moving forward as a relationship. But that masks the problems of the full relationship at all. Putting off these steps and kind of what you're saying, I guess I'm going back.
You disagree with that?
Okay. No, I agree with it now. Putting off the step is saying, no, let's live in this shithole. And see if we can dig out of it as this before we go to the next step.
I think if you're not happy in your current step, the next step isn't going to make you happier.
No.
Or will maybe like for like a minute, but then it won't. It's about like, I think so many people, especially, I think a lot of girls are obsessed with like moving forward and like removing, or especially like around I'm 28. So like a lot of girls are like, oh, what is the, like as soon as they get into a relationship, what's the next step? How are we going to like be moving? I need to move this thing along. And you kind of lose sight of just like really enjoying the moment and seeing like if you're compatible in your own like original step without thinking like 5 steps ahead of the time. I think women are like planning a lot.
And nothing makes a woman feel more insecure than putting off a step.
Right, because then she's like, "What's wrong with my relationship?
Sure.
What's going on here? Why is this person happier? This couple moved in like 9 months. Now I've been dating my boyfriend a year and a half, and I'm not like. Then they become like it becomes very much in your head. Like it becomes like a competition of moving forward and like I don't know who loves each other the most. It's kind of crazy.
This guy needs to be more honest, I think. They took a month-long break, but then they got back together. Like, you took a month break and then got back together. Like, why did that happen? Did you guys really take a break? Did you stop talking?
Right.
Did
it
you really
like
lift
a
your
fake
head?
Break.
Feel like fake break. Yeah,
right.
Totally. And I think this guy, he would be better served. And I'm in this position a lot with girls. Like, it's hard, easy advice to give, hard to receive. Okay. I don't even take this advice, but I would say, here's what I would do if I were him. I'd look at the girl and I'd go, listen, I can't move in with you. And that's not going to happen this year. We need to take another year to figure out if we're the right relationship for each other. And watch her freak the fuck out. And she will go, what? You know, she'll turn into this, you know, and I would want to see how she handles that. Maybe if she can look at it and go, yeah, you're right. I think we should just like take this time to like be young and whatever. Then it's like, oh, okay. Well then, but that's not how she's going to handle it.
Right. Because I think again, a lot of girls, a lot of people, they don't think of like, they think of things in terms of time. How much time have we been together? It seems like the next step that we should be moving because of the time. They don't think about like, oh, well, where's the relationship at? How like happy are we together? How close are we? How well do we understand each other? How well do our values align? They're just like, oh, it's been like X amount of time. Let's move forward. When this guy, like if he said that, he would be like, let's work on like what we're at now because it's not ideal. I have all these issues. You seem really jealous. I don't like that about you. Do I want to be with this person? It's more about figuring that out before you move on. There's no reason to live together at 23 if you're not sure.
It's all, the jealousy thing. Anytime a girl is like shown jealousy to me, I'm always like, come on. This feels like we're talking about your dream last night. Like this is going nowhere.
What do you mean?
Like, you ever have someone tell you their dream from the night before, and then at the end they're like, and then it's a waste of time,
right?
Yeah, they all end the same. It didn't happen.
Oh, so like they're telling you about their jealous, like they're upset.
They went to sleep last night. They were on a cloud, and then all of a sudden, you know, Hogwarts.
Give me how the jealousy thing goes.
Well, the jealousy thing goes the same thing.
Give me an example of a time girl thought that like.
I'm trying to think of a time a girl was jealous. Well, I've had, you know, with Instagram.
Okay.
I've had girls be like, you know, say stuff about like people I follow.
Okay.
And anytime I'm like, yeah, that's where I'm following. You know, yeah, I masturbate to these people. You know, I don't know what else to say.
Right.
And
but then are they any threat to what you have going on with these
girls? That's the thing. No, at all. So it's like, for me, I'm like, this isn't even worth the time in the conversation.
Well, you don't think it's worth the time because you know what goes on inside your head and you know that nothing's going
but
on
then
there. But for a girl, I think when you're jealous, it becomes this, you know, there's that famous Beyonce line from the Lemonade soundtrack.
Okay.
I fucking love Beyonce, of course. And she's like, what would
we
you,
all love Beyonce.
Yeah, what would you rather be, like, jealous or crazy? So it's like...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like secretly kind of like feeling like in like unsure about something, but kind of afraid to like bring it up and seem crazy or just like internally jealous. Like I understand that's like a very real female thing where you're like, I don't want to seem crazy. And like, I'm asking him about like people that he follows, people that he likes. I'm now like, and you said it yourself, like girls being afraid to be crazy has gotten guys away.
Guys get away with a lot of shit
because they're afraid to be crazy. So you don't want to be like, oh, I'm just like, this isn't a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal. And then you're getting played a little bit.
Anytime I've been jealous of a girl, it's because they didn't like me that much.
Right. That's true.
That's the other thing. So I know that like I was with this girl once. I was like, for whatever reason, this is the last time I really got in my head about a girl. I was with her. We were kind of dating. We met in a certain way. And then we were at a bar. And, like, she just wasn't giving me the love back that I felt like I was giving to her. And then I became, like, incensed. Like, I was always wondering, like, you know, you start living your life thinking every day about, like, well, how does this person think about it? What did this text mean?
Right.
What did this thing mean? What did that mean?
Because you're insecure about how they feel.
Because you're insecure about how they feel. And you're usually right.
Right.
And what I found out is, that she wasn't that into me. And that's okay. But I think for this guy who wrote in, your girlfriend's jealousy is a look in the mirror. Like anytime you're with someone that, like every.
She knows you're questioning things.
Yeah. And every good relationship I've ever had, I've been able to look at another girl and go, that girl is fucking hot. And then the girl next to me looks at me and goes, yeah, you're right.
Right.
You know, and been totally okay with me saying another girl was hot.
Yeah, I think that the other girl is hot thing is easier than like when it's a real life thing that could potentially be a threat.
You know, liking someone's Instagram pictures that has a million followers, saying like, hey, why do you keep liking? That's a normal thing. But then if a guy brings you into that world and says that girl's hot or like, oh, I, you know, I'd like to see you wear something like that. You know, like I, right. Yeah, like I don't think that's a mean thing to do. Like you're just, like, admire it and you'd be like, oh, you'd look hot in that too.
Yeah. Or if you make it into like a little bit of a joke. Like if I'm watching The Bachelor with my boyfriend. Sure. And we were watching Entourage, an old Entourage episode, like Sloan. I was like, oh yeah, like Sloan's like she's like really pretty.
Sloan is so fucking hot.
She's really right. Yeah. So he'll look at her. He goes, she's disgusting, hideous. It's gross.
He said that?
He said that because he's joking, because you know, like, he'll say that about any like super hot girl.
Yeah,
that means he thinks that the girl is like super hot, but he'll like look at me and then he'll go like, she's gross, like hate her.
Yeah. But that's how you know she's hot.
Yeah, that's how I know that he thinks she's like super hot.
Look at that disgusting animal.
Right, yeah. Like that's what he'll do. And it's like a funny thing because it's like I know exactly what he means by that, but it's like it takes the like little edge off of like it being like a little uncomfortable.
Sure. This kind of goes back to another episode that we had about honesty. Like, you can only be so honest with your significant other.
Right.
Where it's like, you know,
if you see a hot girl and you have a girlfriend, you're not going to be like, oh, who totally would fuck her.
No, yeah. You can't say, like, if you turned over during the Sloan scenes and your boyfriend's just masturbating, you'd be like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah, that's too honest. Because, like, maybe that's what he wants to do. Yeah. But, like, that's too honest.
But if he said, I got to go to the bathroom, and then he came back 15 minutes later, a little sleepy eyed, you'd be like, I guess he's just tired.
Exactly. I'm sure no one would ever do that.
Ever.
She's gross.
Sloan is really, so fucking
she's really
hot.
Hot. Yeah.
Oh,
she's
my
very
God.
Very pretty. I bet that.
Sloan's like the Jewish guy's dream, I think. I think there's something to that. Like, she's got that look.
Yeah. It's like a, Emirata kind of look.
Like, yes.
Sort of.
Love it.
Very exotic. Anyway, enough about her. She's gross.
Sorry. We're going to pause it so I can go to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, no more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Let's do some games.
Okay. So, red flag or deal breaker, they believe in spanking their kids.
Red flag.
Yeah.
It's not a deal breaker. It's a red flag. Because... You're- Like, I guess that's, like, it's kind of hot.
You have the weirdest shit that turns you on. You're like, I want a smoker.
Yeah.
Who's, like, hitting kids. And
This idea of strength. You're just like, I'm going to anytime, like, I see, like, a hot woman.
Okay.
Get a little angry. It's just hot. I don't know. It's like just to be pushed by a kid that much that you're like, I got to spank the fuck out of this kid.
You're fine with that?
I mean, the red flag is because, okay, what's their home life like? How are they brought up? Like, is this a spanking family? But to me, a spanking, like whenever I got hit as a kid, and I know that's a really bad start to
Did you get hit a lot?
No, but it would be like, you ever get your mom so mad that she'd be like, my mom would just give me a whack.
Right.
Like on the arm, be like, stop. Like it would be like an immediate, like, you know, that type of whack.
Yeah, I kind of know what you're saying. Yeah.
I wrote about this way back about like the idea of like, you know, there's hitting a kid and then there's like being like, you know, putting the fear of God into your kid. Like there's two different, like there's a spectrum.
There's like a belt and there's like a smack on the.
Yeah.
There's
a black eye. And then there's like you being like, rattling the cage a little bit.
Right.
I feel like I'm saying this wrong.
I kind of see what you're saying.
Like you never had your mom just be like, give you a whack.
I was like a pretty good kid. Some of my siblings got yeah. that a little more than
but
me.
But that you saw that happen.
Yeah, I think. But I think it's like a.
I don't think child services are coming to your house.
No, it's a very like last. I mean, my sisters and I used to beat the shit out of each other. To be totally honest.
To pit you against each other.
Yeah, seriously,
we for food.
For girls, we would like hit each other a lot, pull each other's hair.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like I'd like someone with a little bit of like a higher end thought to child rearing. I think a little more.
But that's why it's like to me, it's like a red flag. It's not going to like break the relationship. If I was like, and it is hot. I keep thinking of like a hot
so
chick
weird.
Being so mad spanking a kid. And I'd be like, it's not the kid. That's what's getting me hot. It's like the idea that like this girl is in control,
okay.
runs this fucking kid. I don't know. Yeah, the background
stuff.
Don't
you want like a little bit of a nurturer though?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Sweet...
I don't think that spankings just happen. It's not like, you know, this isn't like...
I think it's the kind of thing where if it happened in the moment, I'd be like a little annoyed about it. But
I want someone driven to spank. I don't want someone driving
actually doing
to
it.
Be a spanker.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
if
someone
your kids
was...
to feel like she could, but she never does.
Yes. Strict but fair. She's like the principal in Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, wow. That's that was a reference.
But I'm saying... Like, I think that there's, like, spanking's one of those things that's been politicized. As okay. crazy as that sounds, there are people in this country that are like, yeah, we're a spanking family because we don't raise no pussy, you know? and it becomes a part of their, like, religion as a person. I don't want anyone like that. I want someone that, like, gets so mad at their fucking kid, they're like, just shut the fuck up,
right.
you know, and, you know, loses it for a second.
Yeah, I think someone who's like doesn't even have the kids yet and is already talking about hitting them.
That could be a deal
might
breaker.
Be a deal breaker for me, but I can understand the being okay with it.
Red flag or deal breaker? On the weekends, they sing for money on the subway.
I think.
Well, let's imagine they're not homeless.
They're not homeless.
But they're just...
Acapella?
This is like their hobby. They go, you know, every Sunday. They're right. like, I'm going to go sing. They don't take money.
They don't take money.
Let's believe they okay. do take money. They put out a hat,
okay.
but they're not pushy about it.
Right. They don't need it.
They don't need it.
Tips appreciated.
Tips appreciated.
Not necessary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a sign that says tips are appreciated.
Are they like really talented? I guess that makes a difference too.
They're talented enough that people say you should go on American Idol, but they don't really mean it.
I think it's a deal breaker. Not even just for me, just because like I feel like if my friend was on the subway car and they'd be like, oh, your boyfriend was like singing on the subway.
Saw your boyfriend.
With a hat.
That's literally the reason I wrote down, is that a friend would see and I'd have to deal with that.
Right. It's not even that if you did it in a bubble.
Yeah.
Like, fine. I don't really want to like have to explain myself to like my friends who were like, is your boyfriend have a job?
Mm.
I don't know what. Deal is, or especially if you were like just okay,
yeah,
not that good. You were like all right.
It would suck if you sucked,
right?
If they sucked, no, it's a deal breaker. Suck or good.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyone who sings in any way, it's always embarrassing.
Singers. Yeah.
Just singers
singing
in general.
In general is like, it's like a very...
I don't know what to do with myself.
Talk about a motive.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, you'd have to go one day with her. Like,
yeah.
The idea that I'd be like, yeah, you want to come? And then I have to be like, yeah, of course. And I have to sit on a subway, like, watching.
Watching her sing. And she thinks she's, like, really... There's nothing more awkward than, like, watching someone do something, if you're in a relationship or not in a relationship, that they're really into.
Oh, my God.
That you're just, like...
Fine
this
with.
This is kind of, like... but this is, like, kind of stupid. Or, like, you can tell even from, like, their facial expressions and their, like, mannerisms that they're, like, so into it. And you're, like... It's almost like embarrassing.
Oh,
that
totally.
Like a little too into it.
If a girl got on the subway that I was dating and then just started singing, then like the moment she closed her eyes to like put herself in the zone of wherever she's singing, I'd be like, I'd disappear.
You'd be like turned off, right?
Yeah, I'd be the opposite of her spanking my child.
Exactly. It's always like a little bit of a turn off. I feel like when like someone's super into something that you just do not get at all.
You don't get it at all.
Nothing worse than having passions and dreams, guys.
Ugh,
just remember
fuck
that.
Your passion.
All right. Would you rather date someone who loved to hunt or someone who wouldn't kill bugs or literally like anything in their home?
So you're choosing between two people. One girl loves to hunt and the other one doesn't kill anything.
She like won't let you kill like a cockroach or like an ant.
I would rather date the hunter.
You're into the you love the hunter who's spanking their kids and smoking.
Well, I just think of saying that. Yeah,
just with a small drug problem. Just created,
just wrote a porn for me. I small drug problem. I just think that the hunter's more likely to be a fun, more fun day. Can you imagine you're dating someone that's like that's ushering a cockroach out of your apartment?
Like with their words.
Yeah, like, okay, cockroach.
Yeah, that would be very frustrating because you'd be like, you need to just like, we need to just get, especially they're gross. Like, I would be like, we need to just kill
it. Yeah, kill the fucking thing.
Right now.
But that's the thing. You're living your life. You'd have to end up, you have to live your life with this person by some compromise of their rules. So at some point, you'll be dancing around an ant.
Right. That would be annoying. Unless you just wait till they're taking a nap and then you kill all the insects.
Yeah, as opposed to the one day that the, you know, girl or guy goes out to the field and shoots a buck, brings you home some venison.
I really don't like hunting, though.
It doesn't have to be you. I think this
hunting is okay if they're going to eat the
yeah, of course. Yeah, but I'm saying this is a choice between two. The one's a lifestyle, right. one's
a day.
A day.
Right.
That's why I'm with the hunter.
I think that makes sense. I might choose that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be frustrating to have to deal with.
Oh, my God. Finding vegan restaurants and, you know, them being mad that you're eating cheese because it's the milk of a cow. Yeah. You know, like, ugh.
Too much work being good.
Would you rather date someone who was a mute or someone who's constantly talking?
Mute. I don't like people who, like, talk, like, excessively and they, like, don't. And they're saying stupid. There's nothing better than someone who doesn't speak unless they have something interesting to say. Although the mute thing might be annoying.
Well, it'd be exhausting.
Why?
You'd have to carry every conversation.
That's true. We'd have to communicate with our bodies.
Yeah. You just have to have a nod from the guy you're with. Like a knowing nod.
You want a constant talker?
I want a constant talker.
You're into the...
I want to take breaks. Aren't you tired after these podcast tapings?
I do, yeah.
I get tired.
Right. It'd be, I guess, even more tough if you were mute.
Awful. Yeah. You know, you'd have to, like, text at dinner. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that with a talking person, I like to sit back. People think, because when you do comedy, that you want to be this, like, center of attention all the time. No.
So you like a talker?
Oh, yeah. I want someone that has something to say.
You ever dated someone and you're like, can you shut the fuck up?
No.
Never thought that.
Have you?
Okay. Sometimes where I'm like, just don't say it if it. It doesn't. I'd prefer if you just didn't say that.
Oh, I hate loud, stupid people. Like people.
Well, if you talk enough, you say something. I feel like if you talk enough, eventually you say something stupid.
We had a friend that dated this girl that we like couldn't listen to anymore
because she was.
It was just she was just loud, stupid.
Yeah.
And that's
kind
never.
Of, that's kind of what I meant when I meant like the constant talker. Really meant like the loud, like.
I think there's like this confidence level of person that I can't connect with. Like if someone's so confident to be like. That's the thing. And you're like, well, we have Google. We can look that up.
You mean they're like in your face about shit?
Yeah. I think one time that we saw like a billboard and she was like, she claimed that like there was this many people in New York. Just like came out with a number. And we were all like, okay, well, I don't know.
And then she just kept, right. She just kept
pushing on it. Yeah. We're like, well, we can Google this.
Yeah. Or like, no one cares that
much.
No
one cares.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
let's like move on.
Move on. Yeah. Exactly. So
that's why I date the mute.
Well, I'm saying if someone's talkative, I don't assume that they're going to be like, I think you can be talkative without being.
That's true. The question really should have been like the mute person or the like loud, like obnoxious person.
Yeah. Like if someone came, there are times where like there are certain people that you walk in a room and then you're like, I got to get away from this person because now I'm connected to their things that they say.
Certain
That's
people
the worst.
Too, yeah.
Like you become automatically like I'm not with you. Want to put where and I'm not with them. Sign.
Like this person's like a little embarrassing to be around because
totally.
They're so loud and like so in your face.
And they're in your group, and you're like, well, now anything I've rubber stamped anything they've said
by association. Yeah, it sucks.
Awful.
All right, guys,
we did it.
This has been real.
We're here every Wednesday. UUP@betches.com. Keep sending your emails. Rate, review, subscribe. I don't say that as a joke.
Keep doing it. Follow us on Instagram at UUP. Pod. You up pod.
It's WWP odd. UUPP.
But odd with one D.
Yeah.
If you can't.
That was the worst.
Just fucking look it up. You'll find it.
We'll be back next week.
Bye.
Betches.